Over the past couple weeks, we've heard a lot about what happened at South Philadelphia High School, but very little of it has actually been from the perspective of students at the school who were the victims of the violence that took place. With this in mind, the Philadelphia Student Union recently sat down with a group of students from South Philadelphia High School to begin a dialogue about what really lies at the root of what happened there. We began by giving the students an opportunity to simply share their experiences from that day.
So last Thursday, when we were ready to go to lunch, we saw a whole group of students at the stairways. So there was this security guard who was blocking the door from, she did not want the students to come in. So the security guard told him that it's safe in the lunchroom, you can go down. When we got there, we found out it wasn't safe. It was a chaos, and people were fighting. I saw my friends who were at the edge of the crowd, so I told them we should leave. We were very close to the door, but suddenly we were attacked from behind. We were punched and kicked for several minutes before the teachers came to help us. They took us to the nursery room. We did not see principal or anyone from the administration. Only because the community advocates were here, we were able to contact the parents and go to the hospital.
Another student spoke about what happened to him that day.
Okay, during my 7th lunch period, there was like a big group of about like 20 or 30 African-American students running toward the back door of the cafeteria that close to where I was standing, and 5-6 of them like suddenly attacked the Chinese student in the back of the line. And then even though like there was a staff member trying to stop him from attacking us, but some of them still had a chance to punch the Chinese student in the corner where the staff member was standing. At that time, the principal and some security guards came into the cafeteria and yelled, and it was too late because like they could have been prevented the problem from happening, but they didn't. They just wait until the problem was over, and then they came and yelled. Like after that, my friends and I decided to leave the school and to go home because we didn't think that we will be safe after what happened. And when we went out through the side door of the building, we saw a big bunch of African American students running toward us, and then we were afraid that we would got attacked. So we stood in front of the side door and talked to each other about if we should go back home, we should go home or go back to the building. And the security guards who stood in front of the door yelled at us that either in or out, don't stand here. Even when we tried to explain to them what was happening and that some kids were running toward us to attack us, they still just yelled at them. And after that, we were told we decided to go back to the building, and we were told to go back to the classes of the 9th period. And after school on that day, my friends, including like 3 boys, 4 girls, were attacked.
In the days following the violence, when many Asian students were still boycotting school, the community was trying to bring attention to what had happened. Instead of support from the district, they were met with frustration.
Okay. So the second day, people from the school district police department, they came to Chinatown to meet with us. So in that meeting, the principal was playing with a phone, with a cell phone, and the safety manager was sleeping. So in front of the whole community, he was sleeping.
This was 24 hours after, you know, over 2 dozen kids had been attacked in the school.
When Alan called the school district, they are still saying there was no attack in school. So I was in the hospital with the 7 students. And they are saying they were okay, nothing happened in school. It's only a portion of the majority group taking advantage of the situation. But it's adults who allow this to happen.
I also spoke with a student union member about what he thought the causes of the violence were.
It was a result of how the district says that, oh, we're going to make these schools safer and things like that. But this has been going on for years at South Philly High, and it hasn't been met. So now the students are holding the district accountable, and they're not getting any support from the district. So I think that says a lot. Black or Asian, nobody wants to, you know, see their relatives or their peers get arrested and go to jail and things like that over issues that are actually being perpetuated by adults in the school.
Over the coming weeks and months, we plan on continuing this conversation. We want to engage as many students as possible in figuring out what really lies at the root of violence in our schools. We know that ultimately, the fault does not lie with individual students, but with the education system as a whole. This has been Dan Jones for On Blast Radio with the Philadelphia Student Union.